ladies and gentlemen.
Pros and schmoes.
You are listening to
The Come Up.
Are you ready, my guy?
I'm ready.
All right.
Born ready. Born this way.
Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I am Haley Dolphin with my husband and... Fuck.
Keep going.
And with me is my husband, Ryan Delph. What's up?
I am here.
This show brought to you by TrueNutrition.com. Use code ADVICES at checkout.
This show also brought to you by Downrange Supps. Go to downrangesupps.com. They have a good-ass pre-workout.
I like how you say supps.
Supps.
Like
supps, bro.
Like you're walking down the high school hallway and you see a baddie and you're like, supps.
Sup.
Sup, baby.
You want some of these downrange supps?
What's up?
Yep.
You add the extra what's up, it means something.
Mm-hmm.
Also brought to you by ForgeNutrition.com. Use code DELF at checkout. And who else? Oh, yeah, that's right. Our training businesses, Trained by HD.
And Sovereign Aesthetics.
Yeah. So, what's up, man?
Not shit. Just got done. I'm trying to stay awake right now. I just got done with boxing and conditioning this morning. And now it's like, you know how after a hard workout and you're just crashed and you need to go to take a fucking nap?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel.
Okay, so on BNR last week, Scott and Veej talked about how, you know, yet you're probably doing a lot of conditioning right now, which they were correct. but BJ, he had some really good advice for you. I don't know if you listened, but he said you just make sure your conditioning is great so you can just run around the octagon, and as soon as this fatty gets tired, you can just come in, hit him with one, and get the fuck out.
And I heard I'm supposed to bite him.
Oh, yeah, also bite. Update, cannot bite in mixed martial arts. There's no biting. Also, no ball punching, not on purpose.
Unfortunately.
You also wear a nut cup, right?
Yeah, but that thing doesn't really matter. If anything, it like pinches your sack and makes it hurt worse.
Maybe you need a bigger one.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
I'm 14 weeks out. I feel good. Conditioning is getting a little bit better. I don't have to do all that bullshit that you're doing. But we actually toned down the cardio just a little bit because my legs were getting a bit tired. So just walking now, which that's A-O-fucking-K with me.
You're definitely getting leaner. For sure.
I am, and I feel like I took too much Clint this morning because I'm a bit shaky.
A little jittery.
That might be why I messed up the intro.
You also just had a black coffee, too.
Yeah, but that runs in my veins. That's no big deal. That's true. The first of probably four today. Yeah.
True that.
What else is going on?
I don't know. We just had the local county fair. I'm glad that
we
just
did.
Got over with.
Mississippi Valley Fair.
That was a long week.
That's a fucking crazy week. We live like 2 weeks away from 2 weeks. See,
what is wrong with
too
you?
Much fucking Clint. I don't fucking know. 2 blocks away.
We live 2 weeks away.
We
ride our horse.
I travel by time. We live 2 blocks away from the fairgrounds, and it's fucking pandemonium. Our dog is going crazy all week. There's fucking drunk people everywhere. There's like corn cobs all littered everywhere. It's fucking outrageous.
I was one of those drunk people all week.
Yeah, and I was one of those sober people that had to deal with the drunk people.
Currently detoxing.
Mm-hmm. Good thing you're conditioning.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was fun. Glad we're back on normal schedule because that was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, today we have on a very special guest, an advices listener and all-around badass chick, Brittany Larson, a.k.a. Coach Muscle Nugget on Instagram.
We met her at the advices and BNR meetup at the Arnold last year.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. She's seriously a fucking badass. Wait till you hear her story. We've been following each other for a long time, and yeah, finally got to meet at the Arnold, and she just fucking won her class in female bodybuilding at the USA's. So super fucking big time. She looked amazing. We can't wait to dig into how this prep went and how everything's going for her. So stick around. It'll be a good interview.
Let's get it.
to another episode of The Come Up. I am Haley. With me is Ryan. And on the phone today, we have new IFBB pro, Brittany Larson. Brittany, what's up, girl?
Hey, y'all. It's good to hear you. Or good to... All right, I'm weird. It's hi.
Hey, we just found out that the Advices listeners this week are going to have a double dose of you, too. You were on Blood, Sweat, and Gear, huh?
For sure.
Hell awesome. Yeah. Double dose of Coach Muscle Nugget.
Hell oh yeah. My gosh. Let's see what kind of words are going to come out of her mouth this time.
Hell yeah. So let's talk new IFBB pro in female bodybuilding. Let's recap USA's.
Dude. Well, what do you want to know? I'm going to need you to lead me on this because this can go in a lot of different ways.
What was the experience like? How had you been to Vegas before? Was this the first time you did USA's?
Dude, honestly, I hate Vegas straight up. Like it. I never wanted to go. I was like, I will never fucking do Vegas. I don't give a shit. No. And then I don't remember what happened, but it just kind of like my husband was deployed and we originally were planning on doing USA's because that's the only time like he would get back. And then he was going to have leave right when USA's was happening. Mm-hmm. And his family lived up in Utah. So we were like, oh, you know, maybe this will work. And then the stroke happened, and then I was secretly prepping for it, but I didn't want to, like, say anything due to, you know, stuff.
Right.
But I was like, fuck, I guess we're going to Vegas. And honestly, like, it was the raddest experience. Like, when I get there, like, first of all, like, I fly to Utah, and then we bought this little Tacoma, and he's like, it's like an old Tacoma, and it's been one of his dreams to have one of these Tacomas forever. And, so, like, he was there, like, putting on, like, a long travel kit with his buddy. And so then, like, something happens, and the company sends him the wrong shocks. And it's, like, he has to make all these different calls, and it's just a huge mess. And I end up having to get a rental to drive to Vegas.
It's never easy.
No, nothing ever fucking goes right in bodybuilding. And people are like, oh, it's, you know, a lot of times it has nothing to do with fucking stage. It's, like, something like this. Your car fucks up.
Right? Like... Everything with this prep, like, lined up. Like, I feel like this is going to sound funny. I feel like this was my shit. Like,
hell
this
yeah.
was my time. And, like, yeah, all this shit happened, but it's like I was chill because mm-hmm. I knew that it was going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even like the Airbnb, like, you know, it all looks nice online, and then you get there and you're like, oh shit, I'm in the fucking ghetto.
Yeah.
That's what happened to us when we were in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. You're like, I'm on the wrong side of the strip, motherfuckers. This ain't right.
So like I had a pistol in my bra so these bitches could see like, oh shit, okay, maybe I don't need to mess with her.
I like you.
A fanny pack, and I had a knife like on my fanny pack.
Yes.
And oh shit, sorry guys.
No worries.
I don't know how to turn this.
If that's Skip, tell him you're busy.
I'll tell Skip. Excuse me, sir. I'm a pro, so
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
He'll know that.
I'll call you back.
Yeah. Ignore. But it's like, as soon as I get there, I make friends with this old, I mean, he's got to be a homeless crackhead. Like, all due respect. I mean, you know, and he was like, he had one leg and hang on, sorry. Hey, Ben, stop fighting. Okay. That's dog drinking. So I get there and he's like eyeballing me and I was like, hey, man. He goes, this my hood. Like, oh, all right.
This
well,
my hood.
Yeah, no, that's what he said. He said, okay, so imagine he's, with all due respect, he's a really, really dark old man, and he's got one leg, and he's in a wheelchair, and I swear he's got crack on his face or something. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's got big old eyes, and he's, like, sticking out at you. And, like, he yells. Yeah. So I was like, hey, man, he's like, this is my hood. And I was like, oh, well, I don't want no problems. And I gave him a gallon jug of one of my waters. I was like, it's hot, man. You look thirsty. He goes, I am thirsty. All right. Well, that's cool.
And okay, yeah, here's like, water.
Dude, yeah. And I was like, is this area good? He goes, this is my town. I'm like, all right. Well, you want to wash my rental? And he's like, how much you got? I was like, well, I got a $20 bill. And he goes, Yeah, I got this. I got you. So I would look outside and I would just see his ass rolling around, but he wouldn't go forward. He had one leg and he was kicking backwards.
Oh, so my God.
Yeah, dude. And it was right by an intersection. And so every time I would like walk or do something, he would be in that intersection, like rolling in the front. And people would, he'd be like stopping traffic. He's like, "This is my hood."
I would have made friends with that guy too. Dude, I attract crazy. So like that dude would have been my best friend.
That's true.
And then fucking there was another guy. He was, I mean, I'm just going to call him crackheads because that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, and I'm walking back, and this motherfucker, he's throwing CDs at me. As he's like, dude, I swear. And he's like singing to himself. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he continues to throw CDs. And finally, I just get pissed. I pull out my gun, and I show him my knot. And I was like, hey, next time you throw a CD at me, I'm going to break that shit off in your ass. And he's like,
oh. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Flashing the piece on the crackhead.
What do you carry?
Well, I have a Glock, mm-hmm. and then the one that we got, where is it? I forgot what it's called. Shit, a Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm kind of jealous that you can carry it in your bra because I don't have enough to conceal a weapon there.
Not anymore.
I mean, I have my concealed carry, but that I wanted people to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. And then I even like passed a cop and he like started like, cause I was walking on the strip doing my cardio.
Yeah.
And he saw me and he was like slowly driving, like keeping up with me and watching me. And he looked at me and he's like, you packing? And I was like, I got my concealed, sir. And he goes, all right. And he just.
Perfect.
But
you're
like, see.
Yeah, you're welcome. Making your job easier.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And, gosh, like just the whole experience from like even like the tan, like I've never really had like my skin's real funky. And mm-hmm. so we went with LSR mm-hmm. and one of my friends, Renee, like she took care of that for me. And it was amazing not having to like get in the middle, like, you know, like for the show promoter, like they have the tan
mm-hmm.
and they put you in like a room and you all dry off together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it was good to not have that.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I've never used LSR, so that smell was just awesome. And
oh, my God. Love liquid sun rays.
Dude, yeah, it's such a difference.
So like, much fucking better than Pro-Tan. I know people love Pro-Tan, but fucking love LSR.
I like LSR, too.
Like, so, I love the people Pro-Tan, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Did they use the normal color for your skin, or did they use something different?
Shoot, you know, I didn't really ask questions. I was just like, hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, I wonder, sometimes they use like something without the DHA in it because some people turn green, like even if they exfoliate, do whatever, you know, just the pH in your skin, you just turn green automatically. So maybe they use that on you. That's for, I mean, you have to do a little more coating, I think, but it's for more sensitive skin.
I don't know because I didn't really tell them. I don't typically tell people like, hey,
yeah,
my skin. Because I don't want them to be like, well, here's, give me more money.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But let's see. And then even like just the venue was really nice. Like,
oh, yeah.
Part. Okay, so that Tacoma.
Yeah.
All right. So the AC broke. Oh, and God. We're in Vegas. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And I'm like, I've got a good face on because my husband, he is freaking out over it. And he's trying to like get me there and he doesn't want me to sweat. And when I get too hot, like the lupus acts up. And so I was just like smiling and he's freaking out. And, whenever we were pulling up to go to like the meeting for prejudging,
mm-hmm.
get lost. And there was a huge, like, yeah, in fucking Vegas. And there's this huge construction area.
Dude, it's hard not to around the UNLV campus. It's so fucking hard not to get lost.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, like we see like, on the GPS, it tells us to go down one road, but it was blocked off for construction.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed to get on. So he and I looked at each other and we're like, fucking send it. And
send
like,
it, bro.
Yeah. So like, we're going like up and down, like in this construction area, just like boom, boom, boom. And we pull up right to the venue and there's all these competitors and stuff. And like, here's this fucking beater truck. And like, all these dudes are like, oh my God, that's a badass truck. And then like this chick with blue hair just runs out. And I'm like, I'm fucking late, bitches. And I trip going up the stairs and they're like, don't trip. And I'm like, I ain't tripping, bitches. And I'm like, I ain't tripping. And I'm just like running up there. And so then Perfect. Everywhere we go, we would like pull up like wild style. And then it became known as like, oh, there's that chick with the crazy truck and blue hair. And we're like, hell yeah.
That's right.
Vegas sounds
like put some respect on it.
Sounds like you had a riot.
Seriously.
And then my husband and I were wearing fanny packs. So we're just like, fuck yeah, snake. Like, it was awesome.
It's amazing. Fanny packs are the best. I love that you wear one. It's like the best thing.
Dude,
because then
so
your hand's free.
Yeah, exactly.
You can put your gun in there. You can put your weed in there. You can carry like your ID.
You can threaten crackheads. Well, yep.
Oh my God, I'm sorry to tell you. Oh. So, all right. I have a vape pen.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's got weed in it, right? Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are like against it or whatever. Yeah. This shit really helps me with epilepsy. Like, all the drugs they're trying to pump in me, I'm like, nah, mm-hmm. bro.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, so, like, I carry this with me, and I had one of the oils, and I put it in. So I'm going through TSA, right? Mm-hmm. And I put it in my bag. And, of course, TSA's like, oh, you get the random check. You get the random bag check. And I was
of
like,
of course.
Fuck. So then, like, the guy's giving me hell, right? He's like, what's your bag? What's your bag? And Josh had the same color bag, and he has a little fucking sticker on it that says Muff. So I was like, oh, my bag, it's the one with Muff on it. And he's like, you have a bag that says Muff? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck are you judging me for?
Yeah.
You're the TSA agent.
I like to eat Muff. Fuck you, dude.
So like, and I put all of my food in that bag. So I knew that bag was safe.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does Muff mean? And I was like, I don't even know. And he goes, but you got a bag that says Muff on it. Well, I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
You know what Muff means? No. Well, I ain't going to tell you. All right. So he's like, you know, checking my bag and shit. And I look at Josh and I was like, hey, babe, don't forget your bag, as I'm pointing to my bag. And he's like, confused as shit. And then he looks at me and he goes, you didn't. And I was like, mm-mm. We just got in this conversation because my mom was freaking out and Josh was freaking out, and they're like, it's a federal offense. And I was like, I don't know.
It worked out, didn't it?
Right? So like, they finished like checking my bag, right? Uh-huh. And so then I grab, you know, Josh's bag, and I just take off. And he's like asking me questions. I'm like, don't fucking talk to me. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Just follow my lead.
What are you, a cop?
Yeah.
he is so transparent with things. I'm like, babe, you got to learn. Like, you gotta learn how to lie to the law dog.
Exactly. Like, lie.
The law dog.
Listen, law dog. Law don't go around here.
You better learn, because I learned.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What else about USA's? I don't know, man. It's just like everyone was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool. Like, I saw a bunch of people from Colorado that I hadn't seen since I'd started.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was really cool because whenever the night show came around, like after, you know, I got first call outs or whatever, and like Skip is texting me and like Cliff is texting me, and they're like, oh yeah, this is yours. And I'm like, y'all better shut up. Don't you jinx
it. Don't jinx it.
Yeah, I was like that. I was like, until Sandy says IFBB Pro Brittany, then y'all need to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly. And like me and the one that actually won overall, like her and I were like instant friends. She is such a sweetheart. And so like we were hanging out together, and whenever they went and called me, you know, they said my name for IFBB Pro, like I didn't know what to do. I completely forgot how to pose. Like, I just start like ugly Kim Kardashian crying. And I'm looking down, like, you know, in the judging pit and stuff. And I see my very first posing coach, and she's down there, and she's just like, it was Pam that I was talking about earlier with
you
guys.
Yeah.
Pam and Curtis were down there, and they were like looking at me and they were talking, and I was kind of like mouthing words to them too.
Yeah.
And then I'm crying, and I just remember looking down, and there was, I don't know, I'm terrible with names. I don't know all the judges. I should probably know all that, but I don't. And there was this one lady, and she was crying with me.
Oh.
And then I started looking out at other people, and they were crying too. And it was like one of the most.
So cool.
Dude, yeah, like I can't even begin to describe it without getting all like emotional and stuff. So, it was just amazing. And then whenever they called out Dee, who won the overall, when they called her out, like Dan got us on video, like hugging, like I looked at it and I was like, I told you. Cause like her and I were giving each other, we're giving each other a hard time. Like, nah, dude, you're taking it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're taking it. just like, it was amazing. And I know like I didn't get the overall, so technically I didn't like, you know, win or whatever, but it was an honor to take second to her because she was so awesome.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, you still won. You just didn't win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, still.
Yeah.
So cool, though.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
It was cool.
Let's talk about your background, though, because, you know, pre-show stuff that we were discussing, other than the Tacoma and the crackheads and stuff, you know, you deal with a lot of shit that other people don't have to deal with. You know, you have lupus, MS, you had a stroke. Tell us about this. What's it like? How are you doing it? You're making shit happen, even with everything thrown at you.
You know, so I don't really know how deep you want me to get in this, but I've got a pretty, pretty intense.
Yeah.
Lay it on us. Yeah, man. So like growing up my whole life, like I was always that sick girl, you know, like I always wanted to play sports, but I was always having issues. So I'd have to sit on the sidelines and people would like, you know, be nice to me cause they felt bad. But whenever I was actually like feeling good, like I excelled really well in sports.
Mm-hmm.
So then like, you know, growing up, whatever, like I started to get into the lifting and then I was dating this, he was in radiology and he thought, you know, he was just the man. And so like I started lifting with him and then like we'd go to do tricep press down and I'd go to do the same weight as him. And then he would be like, no, no, no. And he would take it down to like 10 pounds. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
You don't want to get bulky, Brittany.
Yeah. So then like shortly after that, like, I have lupus and multiple sclerosis and epilepsy. And like shortly after, I started like working out and stuff, like I was actually going to pharmacy school. I was going to be a pharmacist and, didn't like it, but like, you know, my mom was like, it's really good money. You're going to be set. So I'm like, okay, sure. Why not? Like, she's always like, you need to have good insurance and
right.
You know, this, you know, like, here's how you should be in like this way. And like, I never resonated with it. I never right. wanted to be that way. I
feel you, man.
Yeah. So, okay. So shortly after like the radiology dude, like I get really, really sick and like I was on chemo and I ended up getting pneumonia and then I'd had pneumonia so many times that the antibiotics that they would treat it with, I became allergic to.
Wow.
Yeah. So then they're pumping me up with all these IVs and stuff and it becomes like a super infection. And long story short, like I fucking die.
Yeah.
And I have this huge like out of body experience. Like I'm talking to the creator and like, I know this sounds really wild, but it was just an insane experience. And I remember like my little brother was there and I just remember like I was out of my body. And I was staring at my body and I was staring at my brother and he's crying and I'm trying to get him. I'm like, Bubby, I'm here. But I couldn't touch him because I mean, I guess I was in a different realm or mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm not high right now. Like I'm
we aren't either.
makes total sense to us, honestly. So.
Okay, cool. Cool. You know, some people, they're like,
right. Crazy. No, we're on the same page.
Cool. So then like, basically I have like this, it seems like I was there for hours, but I was only there for like maybe a few seconds or maybe in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just remember like, I'm begging, like, I'm like, please give me another chance. I have to be a better bro. I have to be a better sister. I have to be better. I just have to be a better person. Because like when you're sick and you don't have the right mindset, it's like you're sour about everything, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, you know, just please give me another chance. And anyway, I come back and immediately like I open my eyes and I see my brother, and right then I knew. And I used to carry, like, do you know, like, those oxygen magazines they used to have?
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do or whatever, but I pulled out this, it was an advertisement for, it was Team Universe at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hold that like with me, like in the hospital, and like I would kind of keep it under my pillow, and it was just kind of like a dream I always had. And I remember like one of the nurses, like he was like, you know, that's, you know, you're like, you're not going to be able to do that. And I just remember thinking like, who the fuck are you to tell me what I can't do?
Yeah. Yeah. I would like chocolate pudding today. Yeah. Bring me my, but bring thanks me for my, shitting on my goals.
Bring me my food and give me a sponge bath, bitch.
Please, clean my butthole. Yeah. That's piggybacking off of blood, sweat, and beer.
Yeah. Love it.
So anyway, I decide like, so I come out of it, and you know, all the doctors are like, wow. And like my family's like, oh my God, you're here. And like, I was bones and so sick. And like, I ended up going back to my dad's house, and like my dad's wife, I don't like calling her stepmom, she's like a mom. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. She would like take care of me. And I decided to, you know, quit chemo. I was like, I had my personal training certification and all that stuff, but I never like went through with it because, you know, who's going to listen to the sick girl? So yeah. So like, I just decided, okay, well, I'm going to do this. And I ended up moving to Colorado, and one of my friends introduced me to his coach. And, you know, then he kind of introduced me to everything. And yeah. But I kind of went off on that. Did I answer your question?
Yes. Yeah. So no, that's perfect start. So that dealing with all that stuff gets you into bodybuilding. And then was it during this last prep that you had the stroke, or was it prior to prep?
Well, here's the thing. I've actually had two.
Okay.
And I had one. It was, gosh, it was 2010 or 2011, mm-hmm. March. And I was in the hospital. It was about 3 weeks and couldn't talk. And it was wild because it was a military hospital. Mm-hmm. And you kind of learn how people treat you whenever they think you're a vegetable.
Yeah.
Because they were not nice at all.
Wow.
And it was, yeah. And it was like, mentally I was all there, mm-hmm. but when they would ask me questions, I couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't really like lift my hands or just say anything. Like I was a vegetable.
Right. That's fucking stroke. I mean, it cuts that communication.
Yeah. It was terrifying. And so then like, I ended up like, you know, doing like physical therapy and, kind of like teaching myself how to do all this again. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, I just remember like I used to do, like beach body workouts. Mm-hmm. And like, I had like this little, like, it was like a 2.5 pound dumbbell, and I'm trying to like curl this dumbbell, and I'm like, oh, and it was so fucking painful because the nerves and stuff were like starting to reconnect.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, like I finally, you know, I guess I come out of all that or whatever. And like with the lupus, like I'm not supposed to take blood thinners. Uh-huh. And so like anytime this stuff kind of happened, like we have to do other things. And, so this fast forward to this year, I've been having some like headaches, but the thing is like when you have all of these different ailments, you don't want to go to the hospital just for a headache. Mm-hmm. So be in there all the fucking time. So I was getting like kind of like headaches. I was getting real dizzy again. My, like, it felt like I was kind of drunk a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd gone to the doctor and they're like, you know, we need to put in a referral for neurology, blah, blah, blah. Well, they shit the bed on that. And I was supposed to be in neurology in January and they never put it through. I'd always ask and I was getting like nothing but stop signs and like.
Oh yeah. I remember that. You posted about that. That was like a fucking goose chase.
Ooh, yes. Like, And my husband's gone at the time. So like couldn't really change my primary care without him. Right. And so like, well, shit, just kind of like stuck. Uh-huh. And, like whenever the stroke happened, like I just remember like I was really tired and I just finished doing like a bunch of client work and school work, and I went to sit down and I just remember like my arm started doing this weird twitch. Mm-hmm. Like what the fuck? Like I thought it was funny at first. Yeah. So like I was starting to get my phone out to video it to be like, Josh, your wife has gone nuts. And, it just like, it went from my hand and it shot all the way up to my arm, all the way up in my brain and my chest. And it was like, I knew what was happening, but yeah. I couldn't control anything.
Right.
I just remember, like, I was choking because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, like, I fell on my dog and I peed on her.
Yeah.
And she's, like, whining and, like, I can't, you know, move or get off of her. And I just remember, like, thinking, like, I didn't think of bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of any of my accomplishments. All I thought of was, I want to see my Josh again. I can't let him bury me.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear that's the only way, like, that's the only thing that got me through. And then, like, anyway, like, in the hospital, like, the doctor was like, wow, why aren't you in neurology? Why hasn't this been caught? Because I had had brain inflammation for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been caught had I gone to neurology.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what had happened was he said that it starts with an I. It was an I, something I stroke. I can't ever say the word.
Mm-hmm.
And he said basically I'd had a blockage, but I'd been having seizure activity
mm-hmm.
for days leading up to that. But the blockage caused a seizure. And then whenever I fell, his theory is that, you know, maybe the blockage, like, dissipated because he couldn't find it mm-hmm. on the scans and stuff. So treated me for, you know, like, all the brain inflammation, and I was going and seeing him, like, every other day. And this was at a hospital right down the road because I couldn't get into my normal doctor. And this guy was like, you need help, and fuck these guys.
Yeah.
And it was cool because he had been a bodybuilder and he'd worked with bodybuilders in the past. And so I let him know everything. And he's like, nothing you've done has caused this. This is strictly from, you know, like, you know, the lupus and MS and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nothing you're taking did this, nothing you're doing, nothing you're eating, because, you know, like, whatever right. you find.
Yeah.
A doctor, yeah.
Yeah. They just, they don't understand. So they just point their finger at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. why the only doctor we go to is a nurse practitioner
yeah.
who has been a bodybuilder and helped bodybuilders himself.
Right. You
know, so. Yep, and that's actually what he was. He was a PA.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. So then after that, like, I didn't really say anything. Like, I was, because it was funny because it's like I could type, but I was doing it, like, with one hand and I was doing it with one eye. So I didn't want to tell my clients, hey, y'all, I might not be here for a while.
Right.
So, like, I did all of my check-ins. I did everything normal. And then after I got out and I was, like, you know, kind of not in the clear, but, you know, home, that's whenever I made the announcement and everyone's like, oh my gosh. And so then I actually lost, like, a lot of clients that weren't, they were newer
mm-hmm.
and they blamed it on that. Well, you need to take care of yourself. And I'm like, you had no idea I was even going through this.
What fucking idiots.
I was like, but you just want an excuse not to do this.
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah, it's cool. If I can be your fucking scapegoat and help you sleep at night, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, like, all right, that's fine. I don't even want to mess with it. What else was I saying? See, this is that shit I was telling you about.
That's all right. So
that's a whole hell of a lot already right there that
yeah.
you gotta deal with. That's insane.
Y'all need some weed? No.
yeah, we'll talk about that when we get off air.
Seriously amazing, though. So when you had you were at home then when you had that, the last stroke?
Yeah.
How did that all go down? Were you able to get help or what happened?
Yeah. So I ended up calling one of my friends
uh-huh.
and I actually didn't even, like, tell my husband any of this because I didn't want him to worry.
Right.
Like, played it off really well. Because I was like, yeah, you know, I just have a headache. I think I had another seizure. And he was like, oh my gosh, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. but then, like, I wouldn't answer the phone. And then I finally had to tell him, I'm like, well, kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, he wanted to come home, but I was like, I knew I needed to do this, like, on my own. I didn't want to see that sympathy in his eyes.
Yeah.
So I ended up, like, calling one of my friends, and then, like, she took me in. And I didn't even tell my family. Like, I sent out a text, and I was like, hey, guys, like, this happened. I'm just going to go get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say anything about, you know, hey, fuck, I'm in the hospital. I was like, yeah, I think, you know, I got a headache. I think, you know, I'm tired. I'm just going to go get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's how that happened. But right after that, we ended up getting a security system. So now it has, like, It's got like the locks on the doors and everything. So that way, like if there's an emergency, like I have a little button mm-hmm. and it automatically call the paramedics. It'll call, I think it calls the hospital to alert them shit. And then, it unlocks the door. So that way the medics can get in.
Good.
Yeah.
You hear that, Life Alert? If you need a new, sponsored athlete.
Yeah.
We got one for you.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
I broke my hip.
Oh God, don't get me started on hip. I need to get hip and knee surgery now.
Oh God.
Oh fuck.
I know.
That's the worst.
Right?
So, you know what? Because I could tell you were prepping. Because honestly, like on social media and stuff, people are like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're getting leaner. But I think it's really cool that you weren't like, hey, look at me and my platform. You just fucking did it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I wanted to do that kind of just for me, because in my mind, like, I remember Skip and Cliff were both like, hey, like, I don't know, but right, also, right. like, they know me.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I don't want to tell you no, but, so I was like, I don't know, and this is going to sound kind of dark, I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to live to do another show, and I'm going to do this. I want to do this for me. I want to keep it quiet. I just want to enjoy this, because if this is my last time, I'm going to do everything right. And I just want to do it and have it just be for myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the best things anyone can ever do, is just to prep and keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So tell us more about Skip and Cliff. What's it like working with them?
Dude. So Skip and Cliff, they are very different.
No way.
Dude, I love it though, because it's like you got Skip, right? And yeah. I'm like, Skip's my homie.
Yeah.
Like, he's my nug. And then you got Cliff, who is also my nug, but it's a very different dynamic. Yeah. So it's whenever I got with Skip, okay, so a lot of people are probably really confused. Like, how the hell do you have two coaches? And how are they okay with this?
Right.
So I'd gotten with Skip after, you know, like I talked to a few coaches or whatever. And basically it was down between like three coaches. And like I told you guys, there was that one coach that found out I had lupus and then he bounced.
Right.
And then Skip was like, you know, I see nothing but potential. And then Cliff was like, yeah, well, yeah, I would love to. You have a great story. But, you know, I don't really know much about the gear side.
Right.
So I kind of figured, I was like, well, I probably need some help with that, because, like, I mean, everyone's doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going with Cliff. Excuse me. I ended up going with Skip. And Skip and I we clicked immediately. And the only thing is I'm a very special case as far as, like, my autoimmune issues and inflammation. So whenever he would have Skip loads, I would get really sick.
Right.
So then, like, I started getting more comfortable with him, and then he was, you know, doing the Team Skip trainer program, and he and I talked about it, and, you know, he chose me, and I was really excited. And so then I started to be able to, like, voice my concerns and my opinions and everything. And so now we give each other shit, because he's like, yeah, Skip load. And I'm like, no, dog, how about I do this? And then, like, we would kind of clash. So he calls it Skip load. I call mine a blip load. So but it's really cool, the dynamic though, because, like, he is this old school, like, hardcore dude, you know, he knows all his shit. He's super respected in this industry, and it's such an honor to be one of his girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you've got my side with autoimmune and, like, mental health and all that. And then whenever the whole Cliff thing came in, after North Americans, this was extremely hard, and I had been talking to my husband about it, wasn't sure, because I never wanted to disrespect Skip at all. So I'd been talking to Cliff, and I was like, hey, no, excuse me. I talked to Skip first, and I was like, hey, I really, really would like to work with Cliff, because he has that whole natural side. And I feel like I want to learn this, you know, this side of things, because you have, you know, the whole blood, sweat, and gear and all the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this other side. So, and I was like, but here's the thing. If this does not go well, I will take full responsibility and this will not be on you. You will not be a scapegoat. This is mine. Mm-hmm. And I think he only did it because he cared about me as a person. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to lose him. And, you know, he didn't want to lose me. And I was one of his trainers. And so I know he had a really hard time with that. And it was nothing personal. Like, he's an amazing coach. Mm-hmm. So then I started talking to Cliff and I was like, hey, full disclosure, you know, I am with Skip. I love Skip. I'm not leaving Skip, but would you be okay with taking me on? And I've already talked to Skip and I know this and he knows this and everything is transparent. How do you feel about this? And his first thing was, I don't want to step on any toes. Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to work with you, but I need to make sure this is okay with Skip. Mm-hmm. And they were both just extremely professional and just wonderful. And it was funny, though, because at first, and you guys know Skip, mm-hmm. Whenever I would send my check-ins to Cliff, I would send them to Skip, too. And Skip's like, what is this shit? This isn't going to do anything. Don't give me shit. And I'm like, fuck. So, like, I had, like, a lot of anxiety for a while. And then Skip started to see, like, oh, wow, well, you know, this is working for you. Uh-huh. And so then, like, he became really, really, like, he showed a lot of respect. And he was, like, you know, like, supportive. And he would always be, like, if I had any questions or, like, you know, was, like, bouncing off ideas with him, he'd be, like, well, what does prep guy say? So it was really cool in that sense that, you know, both of them were very respectful of each other. Mm-hmm. And they allowed me to, you know my body and give them feedback. And so, like, Cliff adjusts my macros and he'll tell me, you know, like, hey, you know, let's do this for cardio. And, like, but I do all of my own workouts. I pick all of my own foods. I do all of that. And it's a really, really cool dynamic that we all have. And so you've got Skip, the old bullshitter guy. And then you got Cliff, who is, like, the cheerleader, the positive guy, I call him, he's kind of a nerd, and I love him to death. I'm very, very lucky that this worked out the way it did.
Heck yeah. I think that's Cliff's last name is Wilson, right?
Yeah.
I think it says so much about both of them, just as, you know, they both should be very secure in what they do, because, I mean, the proof is in the pudding with all of their athletes. But, I mean, I think that's a sign of a great coach. I can't tell you how many times VJ and I have, like, outsourced to my doctor or Victoria Felkar or Scott Stevenson. Like, there's something we're like, oh, we got to, like, make sure this is, like, 100% right, or maybe there's a different way to do it. So it just shows that Skip definitely is well worth his name, you know, and Cliff too. So that's so cool.
Yeah, they're amazing humans. I love them to death.
Awesome. So I love that. Let's talk. So your husband, what's his name?
His name is Josh.
Josh. So he's in the military. Mm-hmm. And is he currently deployed or is he back now?
So he just got back. He's in PSYOP and he's actually going to do the Green to Gold program. So mm-hmm. we're going, he's going to be going back to school and he's going to become an officer. Nice. So whenever we do that, we're going to be able to, he's going to put in for Utah or Colorado.
Nice.
So we're going to, yeah. So we're going to go back there for a couple years and then we may, I think we're either going to Italy, Germany, or back to Fort Bragg.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, his name's Josh, and it's funny because people are always like, you have this husband, but you never tag him. And I'm like, I got to keep these thirsty hoes off him because I will.
And I will go to jail. I've seen you post about that before, and I was like, oh, I am Team Brittany on this. Bring it, you thirsty hoes.
Yeah, because they're everywhere. They're nasty.
Yo, I feel you. The thing with my husband is there's an age group, like the 40 to 50 year old women, they see Ryan and I'm like, back the fuck up, bitch.
I don't know what it is. I'm only 30, but these bitches love me.
Oh man. That's a
bitch,
huh?
Dude, that's wild though.
Them young juicy balls.
No, they're pretty deflated actually.
Yeah, he needs some
HCG.
They're
like little peanut butter M&Ms.
Terrible.
Makes my dick look bigger though.
Oh my god.
You don't need bars anyway.
No, you don't. I feel you on that though. Like I talk about this all the time. I'm like, I tell people, like my bikini girl is like, I love Angelica Teixeira, and I'm like, you know, she's married, and they're like, what? She is? She's not? Doesn't wear a ring? She doesn't tag anybody? And I'm like, yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You got to keep that good shit private.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. And especially for those that are always like, oh, like they fight with them one day and then the next day they're like, oh, you're my hero. Like,
I know. Keep that to yourself.
Right? For real. Roll so much.
So what's it like having him deployed and then just, you know, living your life here? Was it always like that? Or how long have you guys been together?
Dude, so it's kind of funny. So we met, okay, my story is we met at a grocery store. Gluten-free aisle. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Perfect.
But it's funny because like I moved out here. So I was in Colorado for a while and my mom had gotten sick. So I went back home to Texas and I was with her for a little while. And then one of my old clients, and she was one of my good friends, she was in the military. I met her in Colorado. She moved out to North Carolina. And whenever my mom was like, you know, doing better, she was like, hey, like, I have an extra room. Why don't you come out here? And I was like, yeah, but you're married or you're getting married to this dude and I don't want to be around him. And she's like, no, we're breaking up. Like, it's over. And I was like, okay. So I get there and this is like the week before North Americans. And I get there and no, I lied. Excuse me. It was a couple weeks before North Americans. So I had just done a show. It was like August 5th. And then like I packed my car and then I headed out there. And I think I was there like 2.5 weeks before North Americans. Anyway, get out there and he's living on the couch. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. And this is a difficult thing because I know they're going to hear it, but I'm not going to say their names. And these were some of my very, very close friends. Like in Colorado, like we were the Nuggets. And then, you know, she was very impressionable and he was not the most, they just didn't, they're two great people, just maybe not together. How about I say that?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of yelling. There's a lot of holes in the wall. It wasn't an atmosphere that I really liked to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would go and I would hide, like whenever they were both home, like I would go and sit in grocery store parking lots and basically I would like cry because I'm like, fuck, this is a terrible decision.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'd always tried to be his friend, but he was so like controlling of her. Like I never got to see her by herself. Mm-hmm. And whenever they broke up, like he blamed me and then he ran my name through the dirt and just all this shit. Like it was
God.
Dude, it was bad. And then apparently I was just a terrible coach and I was all this and that because I didn't want her to do trend and all this crap. And
oh, like, yeah, that makes you so terrible.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because he's telling her, like, you need to do this. And I'm like, bitch, you can't even stick to your diet for 1 week. Like, yeah. You could do something awesome if you just stuck to your diet.
Fucking
like,
preach it.
Right? And I'm like, you have no right to tell her what she needs to put in her body. And I'm telling her, like, please, like, I'm trying to, because she was a very, very new competitor. And I was trying to, like, protect her. Yeah. But you got to let people make their own mistakes, I guess, you know?
Yeah for sure.
Yeah. And so, anyway, like, so I'm like, I'm hiding in like all these grocery store parking lots and shit. And then I remember like talking on the phone with my dad and I'm crying and I'm like, you know, like I feel so alone. Like this was a bad mistake, but I feel like something's about to happen because he was like, you know, why don't you come home? And I'm like, I think I'm going to stick it out for a little bit longer. Like I have this weird feeling. And then kid you not, like within 24 hours, I meet my husband. And we're both wearing the same fucking shirt.
Yeah. What shirt is it?
It was just a fucking like a 3/4 length baseball tee.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and like we're both like we end up going to like this fucking like little those little fucking mini golf places. They had like arcade and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like giving each other shit, and it was like fun and it was cool. And then he asked me, he was like, "Hey, can I see you again?" And it was so sweet. And like, he would always open my door for me. And I'm like, the fuck you want? Like,
you know what he wants.
Yeah. So I'm like holding out. Right. I'm like, shit, I'm going to fucking milk this. And dude, to this day, like we were just inseparable ever since. And then I ended up moving in with him like 3 months later. And then all the shit went down with, you know, the friend and her dude. And mm-hmm. then, like, gosh, that was like a fucking dark time for me. Cause I felt like a terrible coach because they were just running my name through the ground. Mm-hmm. It's like, we had all these mutual friends and all of a sudden, like, I was like this, you know, amazing coach to her. And then all of a sudden, like, she's got this new coach and she's like, she's such a good influence on me. And I'm like, but I wanted you to go to church with me. What are you saying?
Like, right. Yeah.
You know, that's how that always goes with like it the is. Coach hopping shit. Whoever your coach is at the time, you're always going to be posted, or certain people are always like, oh, my coach is so great. Yeah. And then you hear them talking shit about their coach behind their back. We're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it's like one of her teammates comes up to me in the gym, and I even like moved gyms. Like, I didn't want any part of that drama. Like, I just kept my mouth shut and cried in peace, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I had randomly gone to the old gym that we were at, and it was the middle of the day, so I knew that no one would be there. And one of her teammates comes up to me, and she's, like, telling me, like, oh, my God, this coach, I can't – like, I left her. Like, she's got – you know, she claims to be natural, but she's got me on this oral. I'm on 3 different estrogen blockers, this and this and this. And I'm like, fuck. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so then immediately I felt terrible for – you know, my old girl, because I was like, fuck, like, I wanted to reach out to her and make sure she's okay. But at the same time, I was like, fuck, I can't open that door again.
Right.
And then after nationals, you know, it's real funny. Like, whenever I start thinking about someone, like, I guess that energy gets out there. And then within like a few days or something, it's like we're talking.
Mm-hmm. And totally.
Yeah. And I'm glad you guys get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she ended up reaching out to me, and she's like, hey, you know, I just want to let you know I'm so sorry for what I did, how I treated you. And she's like, I would like to make this right. And I sat on it for a minute, and like immediately, like I wasn't happy that she was like, I'm sorry, but it was like, it was almost validation that I knew it wasn't me, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so then my husband was like, you need to be careful, but I support you, but be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we ended up like making nice, and like, you know, she's a sweetheart. I wish her the best, and she's, you know, she's got a really good future for her. She's got, you know, she's very determined and dedicated, and I respect that a lot about her. So, that went off on a ramble. What were we talking about, Doc?
Talking about how you met your husband and, you know, having him, but that's perfect.
You know, it kind of segues us into our next little topic here, though, about how people treat you.
Yeah. Especially. Yeah, because we spoke about this pre-show, but you know, now that you're part of the IFBB, you know, it's first of all, it's like awesome and you feel great, but it's a bit anticlimactic at the same time. Cuz now you're like, okay, great. Now what do I do? You know, you have to decompress from a show anyways, but then it's just like, all right, great. Here we go. Let's jump into the IFBB. But yeah, people treat you differently. You get noticed or you don't. Tell us what your experience has been.
Well, it's kind of funny because it's like, it's almost like I have been like, it's like, you know, you're climbing that mountain, right?
Yeah.
And you're crying and you're like, you're sweating and you're working and you fall and you're getting marred and you're just like, you just keep going. And then finally when it happens, you're standing up on the mountain and you're like, well, holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, now that you're on the mountain, like all the people that, you know, were trying to drag you down, you know, that, you know, they never gave you the time of day or they treated you like shit. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you've been my inspiration. I've been following you. And I'm like, I just changed my hair color. Like, you don't think I remember how much of an ass you were to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like those same people, like, the kind of person I am, I'm not going to treat you like shit if you treated me like shit.
Yeah.
So some of the girls were actually coming up to me and like, these are some of the girls that, like, they were competing at USA's, and these are some girls that I followed for a while that used to be my inspiration until I saw how shitty they were to me.
Yeah, man.
And these same girls were coming up to me and like hugging me and all these things. They're like, I have to meet you and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then I ended up like giving them that encouragement and the talk, and like didn't say anything about, hey, do you remember me? It was just like, I wanted to be new. I wanted to be that person that I looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I remember, like, gosh, I don't want to say her name, but she's a professional figure pro, and she has, like, a big team, and anyway, I met her at Nationals in 2015, mm-hmm. and she had a booth, and, like, I always wanted to meet her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's right here.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, I think it was, like, early morning, so, like, they're still setting up. But she was just sitting behind the booth by herself. Like, no one was around. And so I was like, this is perfect. Like, I can go say hi, tell her how much of an inspiration she is. And then, like, I can go on my way. And I go up to the booth, and I'm, like, standing there, and I'm smiling because she's looking at her phone. And I'm, like, you know, waiting patiently. And she looks up at me, and I was like, hi, I don't want to bother you, but I really wanted to meet you. And she goes, can't you see I'm busy?
Wow.
I didn't mean to,
you know, like, what up. Responding to the thirsty guys in your DMs, I'm sure it's real tough.
Yeah.
I want to say she was at the GNC booth or something, because she had, like, these bottled up protein shakes sitting there.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, wow, like, you just broke my fucking heart.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna take this fucking sample, but I ended up, like, my elbow, I was like, douche, and I, like, dropped all the protein and I walked away.
Perfect.
You know, it is kind of devastating sometimes. You meet these people that you looked up to or you thought were, like, cool or badass, and then you meet them in person and you're like, you're a shitty fucking human being.
Yeah.
And then there's other times, or you hear stories about them, you know, from, like, mm-hmm. reliable sources, and you're like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. But then there's times where you're like, oh, you hear stories about this particular bodybuilder being mm-hmm. a complete dick, and then you meet him and you're, like, best friends.
100%. So. But there's so many times. I, like when I met Lee Priest at the fucking Olympia, people are like, he's crazy, he's an ass. I mean, he was, like, the nicest fucking guy I've ever met in my life.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he looks pretty crazy, but, oh, like,
yeah. I mean, if you're gonna get, like, a Mike Tyson tattoo, you're yeah. definitely my kind of person.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't recommend fucking with the guy, but.
Yeah, you probably don't get on his bad side, but, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. Like, if you, people just fucking forget. They forget, or maybe they've had a silver spoon. You know, you never know. But some people need to get checked for yeah. sure.
I just feel like I don't want to do that, and so, and I'm still over here like, wow, like, people actually like me. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I feel you, man. I'm, like, right? I'm so fucking weird. You got, and they're like, no way. I'm like, no, I'm not lying. I'm honest.
Yeah, like the other day, or actually yesterday. I go to the gym and there's this lady, she comes up to me and she goes, and like, I was having like a real bad speech impediment. And, she comes up to me and she's like, hey, you just went pro, didn't you? And I was like, I couldn't really say much, but I was like, you know, like waving my hand. And I was like, you know, thank you so much. And she's like, I follow you and you're such an inspiration and I'm so happy for you. And I was just like, oh my God, like, thank you. And like, I pointed to my mouth and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and she goes, oh no, I know. She's like, you finished your workout. And she was so sweet. And
that's
then,
awesome.
Yeah. And I'm over there, like, on the treadmill, like, you know, finishing my workout. I'm all doing cardio. And I see her over on the other side in front of the mirrors, and she's practicing her physique posing. And I just, and then my, like, my speech, like, after cardio, sometimes my speech will come back. Mm-hmm. And so I took that moment and I was like, you know what? Like, because she was like, I'm totally fangirling over you. And then I just took that and I was like, I remember whenever I fangirl over people. And so then I made it a point to like go over there and be like, you know, hey, do you need help with your posing? Hey, like, do you have a coach? I don't want to step on their toes. And mm-hmm. like, we just talked about everything. And like, that's how I want people to remember me. Like, I don't know how long I'm gonna be alive, y'all. And I may say some inappropriate shit, but I'm a good ass person and I'm real. And I want more people to see the good in the industry. So that way they're drawn towards it and we can grow the industry, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And like you, like I remember, like I'd been fangirling over you for like so long. And then whenever I saw you, I was like, oh fuck. Like, do I say hi? Like, do I touch your phone? Like, and then you and Ryan are just like cool as fuck. And I'm like, dude, yes, this is awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for just like being you and being real and being one of those people that, you know, like I can look to for like good shit, you know?
Same, man.
Well, I gotta say, we've never really had a conversation, but just from this podcast, I feel like we just became best friends. And if there's any time you want to go do karate in the garage, I'm down.
Oh my so, God. Yeah. Bitch, we got, okay, so my husband likes to fuck with me and he doesn't think I'll go through with it. So last night, whenever I was talking to Scott McNally, he's like, you know, the podcast is live, right? And my husband was like, oh, I got you, fam. So he sets up the Skype on my computer and he's like, okay, babe, sit down. And I'm sitting down. He's like, okay, we're going to put your poster here. So we're going to do some, we're going to make sure you have your social media links. And then we're going to make it classy. So we have a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex fucking statue. He's just bone.
That's
put
awesome.
Him in the back. He's got nunchucks behind him. My husband bought me a fucking sword.
It's amazing.
Yeah, just, and then I've got a fucking Viking hat.
Nice.
And he like, so I, you know, he says the shit and I'm like, all right, cool, I'll go with it. And he's like, well, all right then.
Was S2H on with you guys too?
S2H, that's the guy that no one knows who he is.
Yes,
right?
Because that would have been like the coolest video. Bro. Because you can't fucking see that guy because he has a silhouette.
Yeah.
And then you got McNally who's running the shit. And then you got Skip with that has like a cat shirt on.
Dude. Well, Skip was actually in Michigan visiting family.
Oh.
But we had a really cool cat question. And somebody was like, how do you get your cat to stop shitting in the sink?
What? What the fuck? Why'd they start shitting in the sink? That's my question.
I don't know. Well, I Googled it and I'm like, hey, brother, like, marking his territory. And then Skip's like, I tell you what, if I ever had a cat, he would not, even Zuri, they would not be here. Like, and then I fucking said something. I was like, if I had a cat shit in my sink, I'd set it on fire. So I'm pretty sure
yeah.
He's going to be like on me for that.
Yeah, we're dog people, but.
Yeah.
She definitely does not shit in the sink.
No.
Oh, no, but I have a secret.
What?
Hey. I know what S2H looks like.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Accident. It was a fucking accident, too. Like, he pops on. I was like, oh, shit. That's what you look like?
I just saw a fucking unicorn.
Dude, yeah. I was like, I didn't know you would look like that.
That's amazing.
So then
I have a secret, too.
He had to like, turn off his lights and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a secret, too. I have taken a shit in the sink.
Right on, like bridesmaid style.
No, I'm just playing. That was just for comedy purposes only.
please don't do it now, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's gonna be in your future.
Fuck, I'll try to get some clips. So now that you are an IFBB pro, what's your next move,
dude? I don't know. Like, I'm kind of sitting here like, wow, I've been working towards this thing for so long.
Yeah.
Now it's here.
Yeah, that's the third part. You're on top of the mountain now, and you can, like, decide.
And it's like, I've had, so, about 3 years ago, I was 2 weeks out from a show, and I had a seizure, and I was walking down the stairs. I fell on my leg and tore my meniscus, my PCL, and the labrum in my hip. And I just kept going. I was like, fuck, this hurts, but I got a show, bro. And then shortly after that, I lose my insurance. And then now, like, all this, like, I have insurance now. Holla. So now, like, the doctor, I'm going in tomorrow, and the doctor's like, wow, like, you need, because they're talking about, like, I also have this weird bone thing where it's like my, the bones around my joints grow.
Mm-hmm.
So it had caused like a bunch of dysplasia in my knee and my hip. And they were talking about, well, you need a full like knee and hip replacement. So I was like, well, shit, like maybe I'll, you know, go pro and then I'll take some time off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you'll be bionic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'd gone to the doctor and this new one, and he's been doing this for like 35 years. He's old and smart and legit. And he's like, absolutely not. We're going to keep your leg. And so we're going in to do a procedure tomorrow, but I do need you guys' good vibes because I'm like that mangled cat that lives in the alley, right? They're like,
by the crackhead in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Like, fuck, I think that cat got hit by a car. It's missing an ear. Like, what the fuck? It smells funny, but it's still alive. Okay.
This is my hood.
Yeah. Like I'm that fucking mangled cat. But I'm going in for this procedure, and they have to then inject a dye into my leg, into my pelvis and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I am deathly allergic to that dye.
Okay.
And it's the only dye that they can use. And so it's got to be done in a hospital setting. So let it be like something like as minor as this is going to take me out, but I need the good vibes.
Sending them all.
Yep.
Thanks, dudes.
For but, sure.
But I mean, I was looking at, like, I love, I can't ever say her name. Is it Heli Trevino?
Hell Trevino, yeah.
Okay. I love her physique, and I feel like we kind of have the same structure.
Dude, fuck yeah. Did you just see her at Tampa?
Yes. I put that shit as my fucking screensaver.
Like, holy shit. Now that she's with Shelby, she's fucking diced.
Hard as fuck.
She looks awesome.
She's fucking bringing it. Alina and Margie better show up to the Rising Phoenix, because that's going to be serious.
Oh, I almost shit my pants. Like, a few days leading up to the show, like, Wings of Strength was, like, messaging me and stuff, and they're like, you know, there's, like, yeah, you're absolutely going pro, and I'm thinking, don't put that in my brain.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then she goes, oh, by the way, this is Alina Popa talking, and I about lost my shit. I was like, bitch, I'm gonna crash. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Right? Wild. And then, she's so fucking nice, too. My God, she's nice.
And I just realized I'm an asshat because I never responded to that.
Well, you can now. It's okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Right. Well.
I want to do, like, I would love to, you know, just grow some more and actually be competitive. Because I know if I stepped on a female bodybuilding stage, like, I'd be pro level now, get creamed. Heck, I would get creamed on the physique stage right now.
But that's, like, the most mature decision you can make, though, because the time goes quickly. It really does. And that's, people are so crazy nowadays. Like, they really just want to keep their same physique that they turned pro with and try to ride it out. But there's no longevity in that.
Have fun being garbage and getting fifth call out.
Bodybuilding, you're in the off season more than you're in season. You're supposed to be anyways.
And it's so fun. Like, today I was happy to be lifting again.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, and it was awesome. And then I'm thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, I want to go here and visit this client, and I want us to lift together, and I want to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And, like, well, I know that you were, what are your plans?
I'm 14 weeks out right now from the Long Beach Legion Sports Fest.
Oh, yeah. Where's that at?
It's in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Yeah, because my fucking year didn't go so well either with getting E. coli, but now we're back in the saddle.
E. coli, man.
Yeah, actually, when we met at the Arnold, I got it, like, the next week. Yeah, so it's probably all those fucking dirty people at the Arnold. Somebody gave it to me.
Like, that's how I got a freaking parasite. Like, I'd gone to NPC Universe in 2014, and I ended up getting a fucking parasite, and that was a two-day show. And, bro, like, I had this, in my beginning days, I had the hugest crush on Sadiq.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's great.
And he was there, and I just remember, like, it was funny. He'd actually asked me, like, to dinner, and I was like, freaking out.
Oh, shit?
Yeah, I was freaking out, and then I'd gotten that fucking parasite, and so the very next day, because we were supposed to go to, like, dinner or whatever the next day, and I just remember, like, I'm on stage, and I'm just thinking, oh, fuck, like, I'm so glad they glued my suit together, because I'm shitting. Like, I'm shitting on myself. And, like, I jump off stage, and I'm like, I go, and I fucking puke.
Oh, my God.
Shitting blood, and it was terrible.
That's wild.
Bro, yeah, it was from a fucking parasite. I swear someone was touching their butthole and had to touch my food or something.
Dude, probably. I know.
God, like, clean your buttholes, y'all.
My germs.
Well, Josh, you can thank a parasite, because she might be with Sadiq and not you.
Absolutely not. He's such a booze. Nah.
Standards are a-changing.
let's everyone's favorite segment of the show before we plug your social media, Schmo Corner. Let's talk about the schmoes. What do you have for us?
Oh, man. I've got a few. We just need to pick out one or a couple.
But whatever you want to say. People love this segment.
Right. I don't think you're ready for this, but okay. Oh, yeah. So, story number one. There's a girl that wants to lick my butthole.
How much is she offering?
Well, I didn't ask because I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know what to do. I was like, is this a joke? Like, wow. Then I looked at her stuff and I was like, she's actually pretty. Like, if there was a girl to lick my butthole, I might consider it. But I was like, that's kind of strange, so I'm out.
So is this like an Instagram message, or how'd this happen?
Yeah, it's an Instagram message.
Fuck?
I ended up blocking her. So I don't even fucking remember, like, what her name was. Like, she was cute. She was, like, you know, in shape and stuff. I don't think she was from America.
Yeah.
And then there was a dude that wants to pay me for my dirty socks and dirty panties, and he wants to make sure that I get extra sweaty. Ugh. Workouts. Yeah. Josh told me, he was like, yeah, you know, like you could have fun with that. And I was like, well, I could see like maybe like $2,000, you know, let's get a bite.
Yeah. I want to do that and send Ryan's undies.
Oh yeah, like fart stain, skid marks.
E. coli panties, man.
Oh, yeah.
I had a girl. She actually hit me up for coaching. And this was on Facebook. And this was like just a couple years ago. She hits me up on Facebook for coaching or not. And like, I don't typically answer my messages. But when someone's like, hey, like you can see, you know, a few lines and they like, when they're talking about coaching, I'm like, okay, well, let's see what this is. And she was like, you know, ask me for my rates and like, what do I do? And I was like, well, you know, like I need to see like, you know, what are you doing currently? I'd like to see some like updated physique photos, blah, blah, blah. So she sends me a photo and it's of her and she's got her phone like up and she's sitting on the edge of a bathtub.
Oh God.
And she's got like massive cleavage and she sends me that and she's like, does this work? And I was like, no, I'm going to need like actual like body photos. And I'm like a little weirded out, but I'm like, maybe she doesn't know. Yeah. And kid you fuck not, this bitch, sends me a straight on asshole shot. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then she's like talking to me. She's like, hey, you know, like you're so beautiful. And I'm like, meh, 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 meh.
I'm not sure if you know what type of coaching I do.
Yeah.
Definitely don't do butthole coaching, though. Like, yeah.
It's not my repertoire.
No. But shit. I hear that Skip Hill, he is a professional with butthole coaching. So if anyone needs, you know, a good coach in that, you know, Team Skip.
Yes. His skip loads like, will have you shitting hard.
Call him if you got too much skin on your ass.
It's fucking great. Perfect.
That's great.
Okay, well, with that, let's plug your social media, Brittany. Where can people get a hold of you?
For butthole pics.
Yeah.
On Instagram, it's at Coach Muscle Nugget. I do have one for my business. It's at Limitless Physiques, but I am terrible on posting on that. So probs, don't follow that. You can find me, I guess, on the interwebs. I don't know, www.limitlessphysiques.com. Let's see. You can find me at bigballsack. No, that's not
that's not right.
don't look that ballsack thing up. I don't even know what that is, y'all.
or do and report back.
yeah, but you know, make sure you got like a lot of McAfee and all that shit on your computer.
Yeah. All right, girl.
I heard you can be found on meatspin.com.
Meatspin.
Is that for like? Is that a protein? Like looking for protein?
Yeah.
It leads
to protein.
It's a different spin on protein.
Jesus. Oh, Christ.
So like trouser snake protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Pretty dirty.
Well, with that, thank you, Brittany, for coming on. We enjoyed you a bunch, and
this was a fun one.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you guys so
much.
Yeah,
we'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys, and thank you so much for always being nice to me. Like even before this whole IFBB shenanigans happened.
Oh, for sure.
So I look forward to following you guys more, and you know all the good things and. Haley, I'm fucking pumped for 14 weeks.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I'll, okay. Bye, I guess.
Bye. See you.